assume that you haven't done that, and only when we request a closed session, only then you will do that. That means that it hasn't been done. That was the one that you haven't responded properly to. The other one, just on the 20 disabled. I mean, with all respect, I'm not interested in government policy. I want to know what you've done. Because it's easy to say, there's a policy, we follow that. There's so many things that you can do for people who get permanently disabled. Just per an example, I just came back from the Paralympic Games. And what you see in other countries, like America, when they get disabled or lost, a, whatever the case may be, in a war, you will always see them somewhere, their defense force make sure that they come involved in sport, and you will see that is their stars going in the future. We don't see that here. I'm involved in Paralympic sport, and I haven't seen one member of the defense force who became permanently disabled who is now participating in sport. Not one. Not one. That was part of my question in terms of what you do. Don't hide behind what government policy says you must do. That's minimum requirement. And we're not really interested in that. Because some of them need, and it's not only about employment. You know, it's the whole package. Because it's in service that they became permanently disabled. So you've got a certain obligation as a department as well. Then the other one was, can I assume that on the question of the 100 million rand, you don't feel comfortable in commenting on that or responding to that? And or the other one was on the dockyard, where you said about Danielle, who's commercializing the dockyards now. Now, obviously, that has got an impact on national security and safety. Because here you've got, and we know that Danielle has got foreign partners in this. I mean, can we be assured that our safety and our sovereignty and our intellectual property and all the property, whether it's men or equipment or whatever, is properly safeguarded? Because we haven't had that the report or assurance. We just know that it's been commercialized.
Setting matters, Honourable Chair, that I didn't get an answer to. One is, I spoke about the withdrawal from Sudan, and also I spoke about the car and the equipment that had to be moved. We didn't get an answer on that one. And then, of course, the other one is the military judges. I think there was an issue now of the independence, etc. But the military judges were appointed in June, and we'd like to know what they actually did. Regardless of the argument of the justice and the others. The other one is defense attaches, oversight costs versus benefit. That one, the issue of litigation and contingent liabilities. That is on page, I think you get a page as well. Yeah, and then the last one was the NYS. Thank you very much.
I want you to quickly start with the topic.
Chair, in some we will respond in writing, but may I say that as far as the reporting of classified indicators, the oversight over that, it is done in various ways. One that we do is reporting to the Auditor General. The Auditor General has access to the information. And the members of the Auditor General who do that are vetted. But that is on our side. On the side of Parliament, you do have a standing committee. Sorry? Standing committee on the intelligence. If we are, that's one. But in the past, we had given reports, provided that it's a closed session. That's the key there. So that part, we leave it to members to invite the department in line with their rules on how they deal with sensitive information.
In fact, the honorable members shouldn't have asked you that. It's them who should have told you what process is to be taken. We shall go on.
Judge. No, just one. Before you send out an invitation, next time I meet your colleagues from your party, I'll shake their hands because they serve on the JSCI and they are sworn into secrecy and they don't divulge this information that you know. So, which means they are doing a good job. They are very good. So the information that you need is actually supplied. You know, defense intelligence goes there, General Nyambe goes there, and reports, all these things. Yes. Okay. You are empowered in the portfolio committee. Wrap up,
The NYS member, the National Youth Service, what we were doing here was to work with the Department of Rural Development to offer a module that has to do with discipline. Therefore, it works on a memorandum of understanding and on request basis. If they don't request, then we're not providing the service. It can also be any other department, but in the main, we've worked with the Department of Rural Development. So they haven't come to us recently, and if they come, we will provide services as we do. Yes, the 100 million rands, I can't respond to that because I'm not very familiar with that. I don't work in that environment of acquisition. The CFO, but is Ms. Imani here, so he might have a response. If there is no response because he might not have information, then we can provide this in writing.
Thank you, Chair. We will provide it in writing. The what? Defense attaches.
Defense attaches. They fall under the CDI, the Chief of Defense Intelligence, but of course they are deployed to perform specific functions, and the general is more au fait with the MCC and how they work with defense attachés. The amount of how much we spend on them might not have here those amounts, and we can provide to them because it's their payments, it's the offices, the just the running of an office, and we work through DECO. So we can try, the information is available because we do pay invoices, but it will need to be packaged for you.
The oversight. We're paying, where does the oversight rest?
Obviously, if members want to know the functions of the DA and to be briefed on what they do, we can still come here and do that. But the oversight?
To be honest, I've not understood the question. Sorry, honorable member. The oversight of
the work they do.
No, they fall under defense intelligence, and defense intelligence. They from time to time visit them to oversight them specifically on the type of work which they do. And when there is funds, for now I know we've got a problem with funding, but the Inspector General, our own Inspector General, do go to their offices, and I will just check with them when last were they in their offices. And they go around to check, to do inspections, to see to it that their offices are in the way that it's expected of them, and in terms of generally their work as a whole, and they inspect them on that, and then bring back the recommendations.
And the final one on the member wants us to give an assurance that working with DINEL will not compromise national security. The main stakeholder there is the Navy, and the Navy will still get priority. And obviously, there will be nothing that will be done to to compromise national security. However, I can't be specific about it. I do know that the Defence Force and DOD will not embark in a project that will compromise security. If members want a briefing on the project itself, that can be arranged.
Can I say, Honourable Member, to be quite honest, we have to follow this one up to say, where are we? What is the status in CAR? I have the last time I checked was a while ago, and I might be having outdated information for now. So it's better to check and provide feedback on CAR. However, with Sudan, we have started with the withdrawal. What is left, we've got in Sudan a strength of about 9 people as we speak. And what those 9 people are doing is to ensure they are preparing for the backloading of our equipment. They are being moved from the various deployment areas where they were. They are being moved to the port of Sudan. And once fully assembled, they will then be loaded onto a ship, and that ship will then ship this equipment back. That is with the exception of weapons and ammunition, because weapons and ammunition, those ones will be carried over by the South African Air Force. I would say time-wise, I'm afraid to give time now because this is under the auspices of the United Nations. So to give time might not be accurate in giving you time, although we foresee that at a certain stage this might have been done, but I will not be accurate in terms of time. Thank you.
Chairperson, I don't have a list of all the cases that has been disclosed, note, but if the member requires that, we can also provide that information of all cases and also the provision that we need.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, and thank you, delegation from the department. Can we then say that the outstanding written answers should be submitted to this committee in 14 days, and go on to say that all commitments that you made and all matters that were raised by honorable members for follow-up, their comments and the advices that they gave to you are recorded in a dashboard format. You need to liaise with our secretaries and then our researchers so that next time when you come, we are going to start with them. I hope we understand each other on that matter. Thank you very much. Honorable members, let's meet again at 2, just to adopt the report. Because you have it, just a small issue. They must be.
Regent, we're not sure the deadline.
Yes.
Deadline will be the 2nd of 40 days from now. It will be the 2nd of November now.
Thank you.